Well, greetings to you today in Jesus' name, the most precious name that anyone could ever imagine or say or think of, the name of Jesus. And I greet you today in that name. It's my privilege to be able to share in the daily inspiration. Lord, the Lord has blessed me recently as I've been reading through the Psalms, and I'm up to Psalms 83 right now and taking a few notes. I have a piece of paper that I write these on. I use that as my bookmarker in the Psalms, and it's been a real blessing. And today I'd like to share out of Psalms 11. So if you have your Bibles, you can turn there. And it's just seven verses. Psalms 11, verse 1 says, "In the Lord put I my trust. How say ye to my soul, flee as a bird to your mountain? For lo, the wicked bend their bow. They make ready their arrow upon the string, that they may privily shoot at the upright in heart. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, his eyelids try the children of men. The Lord trieth the righteous, but the wicked and him that loveth violence his soul hateth. Upon the wicked he shall rain snares, fire and brimstone, and an horrible tempest. This shall be the portion of their cup. For the righteous Lord loveth righteousness. His countenance doth behold the upright." So here the psalmist David, King David, was a man that trusted in the Lord, and he makes that as a statement in this first part of this psalm. In the Lord put I my trust. And as we saw here in verse 2, that the wicked bend their bow and they make ready their arrow upon the string that they may shoot at the upright in heart. David went through many trials, many problems, many things that, you know, Saul was chasing after him, and different ones were coming against him, even his own son trying to take over the throne, different things. David had the Philistines as an enemy. I'm not sure exactly what he's referring to in this psalm, but David had many enemies and many circumstances that looked very trying, very, very terrible, looked like any of these things could have destroyed this man physically and spiritually. But he put his trust in the Lord. And that is where we need to put our trust. No matter what the circumstances around us look like, we need to put our trust in the Lord. In the Lord put I my trust, David says. And in verse 3 it says, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? I don't know, I was thinking of foundations this morning as I was considering this psalm and this daily inspiration. What are foundations? Well, it's things that are established from old. And I think of the foundation of marriage. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? You know, here in our country and even in the world, the foundation, the very principal foundation of marriage, of one man and one woman, is being destroyed right before our very eyes. This whole thing with same-sex marriage and all this, this is a foundation that has been established from way back from the time that God created man back in the Garden of Eden. This is a foundation, and it seems like this foundation is being destroyed in our society. What can the righteous do, it says. And another foundation is just the sanctity of life, just having a real appreciation for life, for a newborn baby and just life there. And, of course, we know abortion is just rampant. And I don't know what it is, like 4,000 every day, 4,000 babies are aborted every day in our country. And so if these foundations, the sanctity of life or the appreciation of life, and here we have wars out there where in different parts of the world, it seems like there's wars on every side, and every corner of the world there's wars, and just the grossness of the way that things are happening and people are getting killed, and it's just being flaunted over the internet and all these kind of things. the actual killing of people. These are foundations that are being destroyed right before our very eyes. So it says, what can the righteous do? Well, in verse 4, it says, the Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, his eyelids try the children of men. He sees things. He's not blinded to what's going on. He's allowing things that are happening in this world today. He's not making them happen. Wicked men, wicked people are making these things happen. God is not the author of these things. The devil is the author of killing, stealing, and destroying, and deceiving, and the Lord sees what's going on, and he will make something, in the last days, things are going to happen that are terrible. Even Christians' heads will be cut off in Revelation chapter 20, and many things are going to happen. And the Lord sees all these things, but they're part of the end times, and when he comes back, there's going to be a judgment upon this earth, and all those who do wickedly will be judged when they die. They don't have to wait till the end of the age. Anyway, chapter 5 or verse 5, it says, the Lord trieth the righteous, but the wicked and him that loveth violence his soul hateth. And the righteous are tried. The righteous are put to the test, whether they will stand firm and stand strong for the Lord, or whether they will just throw in the towel and go to the world. And we see people doing that. The righteous are tried. Verse 6, it says, upon the wicked he shall rain snares, fire and brimstone, and a horrible tempest. This shall be the portion of their cup. And God will bring judgment. He will bring everything to a righteous judgment. All the wicked things that are happening, there will be a righteous judgment. And all men will stand before the judgment seat of God. And he will bring judgment in that way. And verse 7 says, for the righteous Lord loveth righteousness. His countenance doth behold the upright. Well, this is a very good verse. The righteous Lord loveth righteousness. He loveth righteousness that's in you and in me and in his people. He loveth righteousness. But, you know, if there's any hypocrisy, if there's things that we are pretending or acting out, and it's not, maybe it's just our own righteousness. Maybe it's just our own outward show, but inwardly there's this heart to do, to look at wicked things, or to lust, or to covet, or to lie, or, you know, things like that. The Lord sees all those things too. Remember now, it said there in verse 4 that his eyes behold, his eyelids try the children of men. He sees what is even in the depths of our heart. The Lord loveth righteousness, but he hateth hypocrisy. He hateth pride, and the Lord sees all these things. For the righteous Lord loveth righteousness, his countenance doth behold the upright. So my encouragement to us today is to be a righteous man or woman, and to love righteousness like God does, and to hate the things that are evil, and to walk in true righteousness before him all the days of our life. So let's put our trust in the Lord. Let's seek the Lord with all of our heart, and love righteousness as he does. God bless you today.